It's 7:15 on this Saturday evening. I'm Matt Minky checking in from the KETR Severe Weather Center. We want to make sure you have the latest on some pretty nasty weather that has been popping up here through the late afternoon and into the evening. Several counties in the area remain under a tornado watch. This is in effect until 10 o'clock tonight. Delta, Hunt, Fannin, Kaufman, Hopkins, Lamar, Rockwall, Raines, and Van Zandt counties all under that tornado watch until 10. And a tornado warning remains in effect until 7:30 for the northeastern portion of Raines County. About 5 minutes ago, a confirmed tornado was located near Emory, or 18 miles southwest of Sulphur Springs, moving to the north at 30 miles per hour. This damaging tornado is also bringing with it some ping pong ball sized hail. Weather spotters have confirmed this tornado. Of course, when there's a tornadic activity, flying debris will be dangerous to anyone caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed, and there will likely be damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles and trees as well. This is going to impact Emory. A tornado is on the ground, so we advise you to take cover now. If you're outdoors in a mobile home or in a vehicle, you need to move to the closest substantial shelter. Get into an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building and avoid windows. Weather spotters have confirmed a tornado near Emory, or 18 miles southwest of Sulphur Springs. This is moving to the north at 30 miles per hour. A very dangerous situation for listeners in northeastern Raines County. That is a tornado warning in effect until 7:30. This has been confirmed by weather spotters, not just seen on the radar, but this has been confirmed. Damaging tornado with ping pong ball sized hail near Emory right now. Again, you are advised to take cover immediately. If you can get to an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building, somewhere away from windows, you need to do that now in the Emory area. Or if you do find yourself outdoors or in a mobile home or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter that you can find immediately. This is just southwest of Sulphur Springs, moving to the north at 30 miles per hour. My name is Matt Minky. We certainly appreciate you joining us here on your station for severe weather coverage to get all the latest information. Mark Hazlett has been doing a phenomenal job here tonight, putting his voice on the line, honestly, to sort of bring us all this information. And wow. I've been at home listening to your coverage here, and great job, man. I know that you have been really giving it your all here tonight. So.
Well, thank you, Matt, and I appreciate you coming in and doing the fine job you normally do. Unfortunately, we do have some continued bad news. This tornado warning has now been extended to include Hopkins County. Hopkins County now under a tornado warning. And the most recent information that we have from the National Weather Service is that about 4 minutes ago, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Emory, about 15 miles south of Sulphur Springs, headed north at 30 miles per hour. This storm system has a history of producing large damaging tornadoes. We did have a tornado on the ground in Van Zandt County earlier this evening. We had one on the ground in Canton, or almost, I'm not certain exactly where, but it was in Canton along I-20 somewhere. And then also a little bit later than after that, we had reports of a tornado on the ground south of Fruitvale in northern Van Zandt County. And so this storm system has a history of producing severe damaging tornado. Locations impacted by this warning statement include Sulphur Springs, Cumbie, Como, Cooper Lake State Park South Sulphur Unit, and Tyra. If you're traveling along I-30, this includes the area between mile markers 110 and 139. A tornado warning in effect for Hopkins County along I-30, that's between mile markers 110 and 139. Communities included in this tornado warning: Sulphur Springs, Cumbie, Como, Cooper Lake State Park South Sulphur Unit, and Tyra. And Matt, what's the latest you have over there?
Well, I'm also seeing, you know, we've been talking a lot about this tornadic activity. There also is a severe thunderstorm warning that is affecting eastern Kaufman, western Van Zandt, and northwestern Henderson counties. That was one of the updates that we have recently received here. There's some significant weather in Grayson County, also probably going to affect that area until around 7:45 with just strong thunderstorms all over the place. concern is this tornadic activity. Tornado watch is still in effect until 10 o'clock tonight for Delta, Fannin, Hopkins, Hunt, Kaufman, Lamar, Raines, Rockwall, and Van Zandt counties. So most of us here in Northeast Texas need to remain vigilant here through at least 10 o'clock this evening, with that tornado watch continuing until 10 p.m. And just heavy rains. I know that I can attest just about an hour and a half ago when we had some strong activity here in Commerce that I had a huge limb fell outside of my home. Actually, luckily, it was not on my home, but I came outside my house within about the last hour or so here to find a huge limb had fallen out of a tree in front of my home. So that's going to be a problem for a lot of folks just with these high winds in certain areas. There's going to be limbs down. Another reason to use caution on the road. Because there is a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado that was spotted near Emory a little bit earlier this hour, and it's moving to the east at 30 miles per hour. That storm has had a history of producing large damaging tornadoes in addition to half-dollar sized hail, radar indicating rotation on that storm. A flying debris is going to be very dangerous to anyone caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. There would be damage to roofs, windows, vehicles, and trees, and this is going to impact places like Sulphur Springs, Cumbie, Como, Cooper Lake State Park South, Sulphur, and Tyra. And if you're traveling on Interstate 30, this severe thunderstorm, or rather this tornadic activity, it's a tornado warning, is going to impact Interstate 30 between mile markers 110 and 139. We wish that it was a calm Saturday night for you here, but it has really been kind of a nasty one with a line of strong storms stretching all across Northeast Texas here, and some tornadic activity that we are reporting to you. And I'm joined now by our own Kevin Jeffries as well.
Matt, one of the things I'm looking at on the latest radar images is the good news of this is that hopefully this should be the last of the major parts of the storms, at least for a while. We know we've had a chance of severe weather activity for a few days now, but what we see coming through the area now is I'm looking at some of the radar projections as this will be moving out of the area after this one expires. We aren't expecting to see more warnings and more significant severe weather after our current situation. So that's good, because for the last few hours we've been looking at it's cropping up and then getting a few seconds of relief, and then another storm cell coming through, another tornado warning. And these storms, we did see the potential for severe activity, but this tornadic activity is not necessarily precisely what the meteorologists were expecting.
That's true. It's, you know, always a possibility. Tornado. It's a tornado warning for Hopkins County until 8:15.
Get in an interior part of the house. Get your battery-operated radio. You know you're supposed to have one if you're listening to us. It is one of the best options, especially when power goes out, just hunker down.
Indicating a tornado warning until 8:15 for central Hopkins County due to a storm capable of producing a tornado that is over Sulphur Springs right now, moving to the north at 30 miles per hour, and could also generate some half-dollar-sized hail. Sulphur Springs, Como, Cooper Lake, Park South, Sulphur, and Tyra are all locations that could be impacted by this storm capable of producing tornadic activity. That's in central Hopkins County. And then for the next 15 minutes, southwestern Van Zandt County is also under a tornado warning until 8:15. It is 8:12 on this Saturday night. My name is Matt Menke, checking in from the KETR Severe Weather Center. And we've got some kind of nasty weather across the region here tonight, and we want to make sure that you have all the latest information. Here's what we've gotten from the National Weather Service. A tornado warning remains in effect until 8:30 for about another 17 minutes for southeastern Van Zandt County. There's a storm capable of producing a tornado near Van that is, that's just about 9 miles east of Canton. That's moving east at 25 miles per hour. Possibility of some 2-inch sized hail, radar indicating rotation with that storm right now. Flying debris will be dangerous to anyone caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed in southeastern Van Zandt County, and there will likely be damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles and trees as well. So take cover now if you're listening in southeastern Van Zandt County. Get to an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building and avoid windows with a tornado warning until 8:30 for southeastern Van Zandt County. The tornado warning for central Hopkins County is expiring here in about 1 minute. That's going to expire at 8:15. So the tornado warning for central Hopkins County is going to expire because the storm which prompted that warning has moved out of the area. But a tornado watch remains in effect.
Tornado spotted. There was some damage in Van Zandt County. An unconfirmed fatality, unfortunately, from this storm. Hopefully that didn't actually happen. Likely, though, a car dealership hit with damage. The car is thrown. We don't have indication that there's another tornado warning as the storm continues to move towards the north and east, but that's still severe storm activity, and that's heading into a Delta and mainly Lamar County now, and now up through Raines and Hopkins County still getting pelted.
So a tornado warning remains in effect until 8:30 for southeastern Van Zandt County. Storm that could produce a tornado is near Van, moving east at 25 miles
and
per hour.
And that actually extended about 15 minutes, but looking at the specific area of which the National Weather Service outlines, is it really was on the bottom corner of Van Zandt County, a little more centralized. Geographically, it's the same semantics, the words that you would use to describe it. It is a little more centralized. The main threat area in Van Zandt County a little more centralized now, so still around Canton.
Yeah, we do still have that severe thunderstorm warning in effect for that area around Van, and what a frustrating thing for the people in that part of the country. Of course, we had that devastating tornado that roared through Van and resulted in some deaths a couple years ago, and now we're still in the early stages regarding exactly what the result of these tornadoes was. We did have reports of tornadoes on the ground in Van Zandt County. We also had a report of tornado on the ground in Raines County, and it's uncertain exactly how severe the results of these storms were. We're just to pass along some things that we've learned from other news organizations around the region here. We do understand that a triage center has been established in Canton.
89 KETR, and we'll bring you further updates as we need to here tonight. So we want to allow you to get back to your Saturday night, but we want to make sure that we can give the all clear. And at this time, there's still some threatening weather in the area. You are listening to continuing severe weather coverage on your station for severe weather coverage, 88.9 KETR.